Richard, you've always said that you get a tremendous kick out of coming back to Wales. Is that still true?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. Very evocative sometimes. It takes me several days to recover after I've left.
Yes, because, back in 1976, as I recall, Richard Burton brought his glamorous wife, Elizabeth Taylor, to meet the family back home in Wales, and they stayed with his sister in a tiny terraced house in Pontryd y Fen, the village where he was born.
So I went up by bus, and as we turned round the lip of the mountain, and suddenly there is Pontryd y Fen, I thought, well, by God, James Joyce was right. There is one place you do belong to, and it is, in my case, the place where I came from, which is Pontryd y Fen.
There's a tradition.
Of course, there was huge media interest. Half of Fleet Street was camped on the doorstep, but they weren't giving any interviews. Now, I happen to have his sister's phone number in my contacts book. So while I was producing Good Morning Wales from Studio 6 in Llandaff, I rang her up at about 7:45 in the morning. The phone was answered, not by his sister, but by a deep, rich voice that I recognised as the great man himself. Well, I was staggered. He was friendly, approachable, and said yes straight away when I asked him if he could do an interview there and then. We put him through immediately to talk to Vincent Cain, the programme presenter, and it was a really good interview. Richard Burton chatted amiably for nearly 10 minutes before he had to ring off. I think Elizabeth might have been calling him to help with the washing up.